The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
For everyone that thought I was a liability in the playoffs, you kiss my ass.
That's right. Peter Baugh tweeted out that according to a league source, multiple teams are trying to clear space in attempt to sign Nazem Kadri, and the center wants to be on a contender. He's ruled out teams not viewed as such. With all the moving pieces with the team's cap situations, this might take some time to unfold. Stink, are you surprised that this deal hasn't been done already with Nazem Kadri?
No, I mean, it's going to be a big deal, and hopefully the Avs are part of the consideration. I don't know about you. I mean, obviously, you know, the first thing players look for is security through money, but then where you play, where you live, you know, all those things matter. And like I always said, you know, there's a certain hometown discount you'll take for the other qualities of life that are important to you, you know, school districts and, you know, where you live and all that kind of stuff. But it only goes to a point, right? So I would hope that Kadri is still considering, or I hope the Avs are still considering, you know, re-signing him here. I don't know that they can do that with all the other things they've got going on, all the other moving parts. McKinnon having to be re-signed, but it would be cool if he could stay.
Yeah, I don't think you could find much more of a contender than right here.
Yeah.
As a member of the Avalanche, right?
Right. That's going to be your best option. Now, yeah, he's going to get a big-time, long-term deal, and I don't know that they can afford that with their cap situation, but at least he hasn't ruled it out. Nobody's ruled it out, so hopefully it's still part of the mix.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I have to feel good to play. That's, I don't know how else I can say it.
Well, first of all, football is the number one. No matter where my feet are, I'm going to put my whole, you know, pour everything I have into it. So when I'm here and even when I'm away from here and I, you know, and everything else, and the coaches and I, we're constantly talking to players. We're constantly talking. And so that investment into players getting better and trying to help them and vice versa, it's a key thing.
That was Russell Wilson. No matter where his feet are, he's going to be recording content and putting it out for all of us to understand where his feet are.
Right.
And that he's actually worked really hard. Stink, another hype video from Russell Wilson, getting people excited about him as the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. My question to you, man, if you were in the locker room with Russell Wilson, would you be busting his chops for putting out these videos? Would you be teasing him a little bit, or would you just let Russ do Russ?
Oh, there is no question that I would give him grief. It just depends on how cheesy the video is, right? Like,
cheese level's pretty high with
Pretty high. Of course you'd have to give him grief. That's part of the deal. I mean, but I think one thing about Russell is he's pretty much embraced his inner nerd.
Right.
Like, he is kind of a nerd, and he knows that.
Yeah.
He's
dripping a cheese whiz. He doesn't mind that.
Right. He didn't mind that. The thing about it, it'd be one thing if, like, there'd be one thing if he was doing it and he's never had success. There wasn't a history of great performance and great success. And, you know, I guess I give him a little bit of a hall pass. You know, some of these hype videos are made by guys who haven't done anything, right?
Yeah.
They're making hype videos on potential. Look how good my feet are. Look how good, like, I run this route. Look how good I do that. Nobody cares. You got to produce, right? He's produced. So then I guess it gives you the right to continue to build your brand. But one thing I know about Russell Wilson, having, you know, spent some time around him and done a bunch of his games, is that dude is maniacal when it comes to how he prepares to play every week. Like, the amount of time he puts in, I can pretty much guarantee you there's nobody that puts more time in to his craft than Russell does.
Well, on his shoe at the end of that video, there's a little picture of that Lombardi trophy, and it says number 4 coming soon.
Yes.
Let's hope so. Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, you know, we're playing better over the last month, which is a good thing. I think we're pitching better. We're playing good defense. The hitting's come around a little bit. Chris is back in the lineup. That's a good thing. So we'll, you know, we'll pick it up on Friday, hopefully to pick up where we left off, playing good baseball.
There you go.
Yeah, Rockies lost to the Pirates yesterday, fallen 7 games below 500, but they're 7-3 in their last 10, playing pretty good baseball. You think there's a chance for the Rockies to kind of, I don't know, pull over 500 and have a respectable season?
No, not over 500. They're 7 games behind 500. I don't really see them. Like, I see them hovering in that realm. Like, to win 7 of the last 10, that's pretty damn good. They're going to go for a stretch where they win 3 of their next 10. You know, that will be coming. And that, you know, it's pretty typical of kind of where they are right now. Although I will say this, they were so bad. They were just awful on the defensive side of the ball earlier in the year. And so they certainly have cleaned up some of those mishaps, some of those errors. But still, I just don't think they have enough pitching, enough bullpen depth. And frankly, hitting every night, they just don't do it well enough. So, yeah, I don't think they'll sniff 500.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I have to feel good to play. That's, I don't know how else I can say it. I have some really great days where I'm like, there's no soreness and I feel like I can go. And then, you know, you have the days right after that where it's like, it kind of puts things in perspective where, you know, I'm just not there yet. And those are really tough because on those good days, I'm on my high horse and really looking forward to the future. But then those slow days are, it's tough to see the future after that. You know, it's tough to plan and tell you how good I am.
That's Jamal Murray telling you about his ACL and the frustrations he's had getting back on the court. Obviously, we all want to see him out there. But Michael Malone poured some water on that one. Quoted recently saying, to start the season, Jamal Murray's not going to play in every single game. He's not going to play 35 minutes. He'll play somewhere in the 20s to open the season. Stink. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, I mean, am I concerned about it? I think they'll manage it well. I mean, obviously, the way they managed it last year toward the end of the year going into the playoffs, they did that poorly. You know, basically saying, hey, he's cleared. It's up to him. The other thing I always get a little bit concerned about when a guy's coming back from injury is, you know, kind of waiting to be 100%. That whole aspect, like you'll wait yourself out of the league.
Yeah, you're never going to be 100%. Right.
You're never going to be there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, part of it is I always talk about like big time ace pitchers, guys that are really good. Guys that are the big time aces find a way to get through 6 and give you a chance to win every night when they don't feel good. When they're on, a big time ace, they're unhittable. You know, it's like, Gerrit Cole the other day against the Boston Red Sox went 7 and struck out 12. Like, when you're on, sorry, there's just nothing you can do as a hitter. Like, you guys just tip your cap and go back to the dugout because you're getting struck out. It's when you're not on, when you don't have command, when you don't feel great, when, like, can I grind through and fight through and still get a 6 innings, only giving up 3 runs? Like, that's the key. And for Jamal, you're going to have to figure out, hey, when you feel good, great, go off. When you don't feel good, how do you get through it? How are you still productive? How do you involve your teammates? Those are things that I think he's got to, you know, he's got to come to grips with, because you're never, ever going to be what you once were before the injury.
And do you think Michael Malone can be the guy to tell him that, to kind of sit him down and help him understand that? Or has it got to come from a trainer or a veteran on the team? Like, who can get that message through?
Right. I think it's somebody who's been through it.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that just says, hey, listen, dude, this is the way it is. And, you know, if you're waiting to feel great every single day, like, you're not 12 anymore. You're not 18 anymore. This is professional sports. You're not going to feel that way every day.
Yeah.
So you just got to, those are things you have to deal with. And that's, I mean, mentally, that's the biggest hurdle to overcoming injuries, is being able to go, okay, I'm as good as I'm going to get. And it's fine. Let's go.
That's it for the Morning Brew.